Okay, we're continuing in the Drushas Haran. We're in the Drush HaRishon in the Mosad Rav Kook's Ram page, Lamed Tes. So last time we were talking about the order of creation, and Adam comes last because Adam is the most important, the most chashuv of creations, and he comes when everything is already done. So V'lazeh Gamkin Husim began Eden, and that's why Adam was put in Gan Eden. Asher hu mivchar mekomas baviro ubemezeg. Gan Eden was a physical place, obviously, because Adam was a physical person. So Gan Eden was this place, and it was the most perfect place in the world with the perfect climate, perfect everything. The most absolute perfect place for a human being to thrive. Besides that, Hashem wanted mankind to be in a place where the person could connect to Ruchnius as much as possible. Because Gashmi's physical things cause death. So Hashem wanted people to be able to connect to spirituality, we could call it like being in Kolel. That's what Hashem wanted for mankind. So he put Adam in Gan Eden. Gan Eden, everything, you didn't have to work for the food, the fruit grew, everything Adam could have needed was there in Gan Eden, so he could devote all of his time to spirituality. But being human, he wouldn't have necessarily lived forever because he's made up of physical parts. Because being physical, nothing lasts forever. But because Hashem put in Adam a neshama. So that spirituality can cause even the body to last forever. Nosin leguf ki imhamad, and that lets the body live. Kasher niskaim Moshe v'Eliyahu abrim yom b'loach ilavishtia. Like if you take the most perfect human beings at certain points, like Moshe and Eliyahu, Moshe was at the top of Har Sinai, being physical, not eating for 40 days and 40 nights. That's because the neshama, when sufficiently empowered, can overtake the guf and let it live longer and, you know, not have it need other things. It could become more spiritual. That's what the Ramchal tells us when, you know, when the ultimate ke'ula comes, we have tchiyas ha'meisim, and the human beings' bodies become elevated. I believe he says that just like today, our relationship is with our neshama. Like it's a vague concept. We feel our bodies. We have a vague idea that we have a neshama in us. We relate to it in some ways, but we can't touch and feel it, know exactly what it is. It's going to be the opposite after Tchias HaMesim. We'll all have bodies because there's going to be Tchias HaMesim, but it'll become so spiritualized. It'll be a body. It's there. It'll be almost like a vague concept, like something we can't. So the neshama can take over a person completely such that, at least on some level, we had Moshe reach some level of that, where his neshama, at least at that time, was so overtook the guf that it let him live 4 days and 4 nights without eating. So anyway, so mankind in Gan Eden, so if a person is in the his neshama is at a high level, person can last forever. So this is how the Ran understands the whole story of what happened with the Adam eating from the Eitz Hadas. Ki biyom acholcha mimenu mos tamos. Hashem tells Adam, as soon as you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you're going to die. So says the Ran, kizeh amaymir enenu onesh shel ha'meri. The Ran says, if you think this is all, that was a punishment, you're making a mistake. That the fact that if Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, he would die was not punishment. That was just the natural consequence of what he did. Ki ilu haya kein enenu roish yekulu ol bechado. Because if it was a curse, if it was like a punishment, so then it shouldn't have affected anybody else. If it was a punishment, Adam should have died, and that should have been it. If it was a punishment, the fact that he ate from the Eitz Hadas, why did the earth have to be cursed? Why? What happened to the earth? Why did the earth make it? The earth didn't grow anymore nicely with the fruit. Why did the earth have to be cursed? If it was just a punishment. Aval soda Indian Kamosh, in other words, if it was a punishment to mankind, man should have been hurt, not earth. Aval soda Indian Kamosh Pirashna, but the answer is what he's just been explaining. Ki kol shlemus mizgov heyoso shochin b'mivchar makomos, the fact that mankind was perfect and living in the perfect place, la yaspikozel yoso chay la'ad la'olam, still wouldn't have been enough for a person to live forever, just because he was in the most perfect climate and everything. He's still physical. In lo mitzad to gbaras nefesh v'kocha unless the neshama is so completely in charge. V'yadua she'nefesh tigbar k'vi mashir ba'adam l'shtamish b'muskolos. The neshama becomes more in charge or overcoming the body when the person's involved in ruchnius. V'yimayit mehabit b'mufursamis and less involved in gashmius. That's a good musar thing for all of us to remember today, even though we're not at high levels. The more our neshama's in charge, the more the neshama rules over the guf, and that's good for our ultimate purpose of why we're here. So this tree, the Eitz HaDas, whatever it was a machlokas the Gemara, whether it was wheat or I forget the other options, olives, I think, grapes, one of the options, whatever the tree was, let's call it wheat is the one he's going to go with. Whatever this tree was, or whatever this fruit was, it was not an apple. Whatever it was, it had the power to drag a person into Gashmius. It was, Adam was on a high level of spirituality where his neshama was in charge, and that is the goal when we get to Olam Haba. We're going to get back to that and then some. So this tree was like the thing that would make him, as we are today, lower his power of the neshama and make the guf more powerful. Like Chazal tell us that the Eitz HaDas was wheat, and the reason it's called an Eitz HaDas is because a child does not know to call his mother and father, meaning a child can't talk until he's old enough to eat, he or she is old enough to eat wheat. In other words, it's a way of saying that it makes the guf, here he's using speech as just the physical person, stronger. Because of that, Hashem says to him, don't eat from the Eitz HaDas, because I'm letting you know, whenever you eat from the Eitz HaDas, tia ben mavis, you are going to be liable to death. Why? Because by eating from the Eitz HaDas, it's going to make your body stronger and thereby your neshama weaker. And then you are subject to death because physical things don't last forever. Your body is not going to live forever. A body in and of itself, physical things don't last forever. If so, so therefore, when the Torah was, when Hashem told Adam, if you eat from the Eitz HaDas, you're going to die, that was not a punishment. That was a natural consequence. If you eat whatever, certain foods, they're poison. If you eat, drink a coffee, it's a diuretic, it's, you know, whatever. Things, there are natural consequences to eating and drinking things. They have an effect on you. So Hashem wasn't punishing him by saying, I'm going to kill you if you eat from the Eitz HaDas. It was a natural consequence. If you eat from the Eitz HaDas, you lower your spiritual level. Memela, you're going to die eventually. And so the Ran says, the Isha, she didn't chop this. It could be Adam also didn't chop this. Therefore, the woman assumed it meant like what it sounded like, that it was a punishment. She thought when Hashem said, don't eat from the Eitz HaDas or you'll die, she thought, okay, it must be that it's poison. She thought it was, like we said, the Eitz HaDas was just a poisonous tree. That's what the pasuk says. This is fascinating. He's understanding. This is what it means when the woman saw that she saw that the Eitz HaDas looked good to eat. The reason why the pasuk is telling you how that it looked good to her is where it's explaining to you why the Isha made a mistake. She thought Hashem was saying, don't eat from the Eitz HaDas because it's going to kill you, meaning it's poison. That's what she thought it meant. Not, right? So she said, can't be that it's poison. Because all the Chachamim say, and she must have known this, that it is impossible. You're not going to have anything in natural creation, I guess, that smells good, tastes good, and it's actually poison. There's no such thing. I don't know botany, but that's what it says here. We'll take his word for it. That there's no such thing in creation that smells good and tastes good that is actually poison. Anything that is going to taste good and smell good cannot be that is poison. Which, you know, it's an amazing thing that Hashem put in the Bria, that how people can figure out what they should eat and what they should not eat. If it tastes bad, it smells bad, it is bad, or it may be bad. But if it tastes good, and smells good, and it's all good, it's not going to be poison at least. So therefore, when the woman saw that this Eitz Hadas, whatever the tree was, looked good, smelled good, well then it can't be that it'll kill her. She saw its foot for a human. It tastes good, smells good, should be okay. So shafta bisvarasa, she decided, can't be that it'll kill you. Now, of course, sounds a little difficult from this round is that she didn't care that Hashem told her otherwise. But okay, however you understand that, that's what the round says, that she figured out that it can't be that this will actually kill her eating the Eitz Hadas, because it smells good and tastes good, so it must be that it won't hurt her body. She was actually right. She was right. It won't hurt her body. That was the problem. It wasn't going to hurt the body. She was right. It was going to be good for the body. Really good. It'll make the body really strong. And then the neshama really weak. It made it that when she ate that Eitz Hadas, it made her body strong, made her neshama weaker, and therefore she became, in effect, overall weaker, because it made her body stronger, but then the physical eventually gets destroyed, and therefore she would eventually die too. So now, besides this, they didn't listen to Hashem. So besides that, they had a natural consequence of dying. They deserve a punishment. Because them dying was not a punishment. But the punishment to Adam was that since he chose physical things, Hashem made it that he's going to really need them and have to deal with them all day long. Because if a person has everything they need easily, the person doesn't need to think all day about Kashmias. If everything came easy to a person, they wouldn't need to think about Kashmias all day, and they can involve themselves in spirituality. But since Parnassa comes hard, jobs aren't easy. When you plant stuff in the ground, it may come up as thorns, meaning not just that, and all parnas is difficult. Okay, so now he's going to have to spend all day, most of his day, working. He's not going to get his spirituality anymore. He's not going to get great gashmis. He's going to be working all day and spending times on things that have, you know, at most, he'll get what he needs for his food. That Kohelet says that when Hashem likes someone, so Hashem likes someone, he gives them that they're able to learn in Kohelet all day or attach themselves to spirituality all day. But to a chote, but to someone who sins, Hashem gives it that they have to spend their whole life just making money. And even if they're rich, they want more money, and they spend all day long making money instead of focusing on ruchnias. All the person will get when Shlomo Melech is saying "lasso felichnos" is that all he's doing all day is working on his work. So all he gets from it is the work, which is nothing. All he did is that he worked on it all day and he got nothing for it, nothing real for it. Just spent his self obsessed with his work. So Adam was kicked out of Gan Eden. Now he's got to live in the world we're familiar with, where he's got to spend all day dealing with his physical needs. Now we get to the Isha. What was the woman's punishment? Also, their punishment, the Isha and the Nachash, fit what they did. Because what they he says that was their intention, but what they were going to do anyway was to strengthen their body. So therefore, their punishment was to make it worse on their body. Hashem said women are not going to have a terrible time in childbirth. If so, it sounds like before the curse, mitzad tov mizga because of her. She was tov mizga, or because of her forgot the word. The way her body was, Hayinin Aleida Vahiroin Kala Aleha, would have been that she could give birth with no pain. So Velasasabliyatsev wouldn't hurt her at all. Fakasher Mashla Beisha, and since she controlled her husband, Upitsozo, and she convinced him, Niskal Alios Hu Moshalba. So she was cursed that now he rules over her. No, she ruled over him in the sense that she convinced him to eat the Eitz Hadas, so now the punishment was he rules over her. Kamro Vahu Yim Shalbach, as the Pasuk says, he will rule over you. So too, the Nachash was cursed with his kochos being hurt, as we'll explain in a second. And that is the explanation of the hate. Hashem says, Eva Ashus Bein Chalav, right, the Bein HaNachash. Hashem says that he'll make hatred between man and the snake. So now he's going to explain what that all means. What was the curse? Okay, so the woman, man is, his spirit, his neshama went down, so he can die, same with woman. A woman was cursed, and besides that, he was cursed that he has to deal with the earth all day, with non-spiritual things. The woman was cursed that she can't give birth easily. What's not clear to me about that is if the Eitz Hadas was supposed to make her body stronger, why did that make it that she can't give birth easily? That it doesn't. I guess it was just a curse because it was supposed to make her body stronger. So the punishment was that she made her body weaker. The other thing was is that she gave Adam to eat. She convinced him to. So now he's going to be the one who's in charge of her. And now we're going to talk about the snake. Okay, and that also is a fascinating inyan of what happened with the snake. So with this, I'm going to explain to you something that was very hidden that you wouldn't have got. What is this curse that Hashem said there's going to be hatred between you and mankind? Hashem curses the snake. Here's your punishment, snake. Mankind will hate you. We don't run after snakes killing them. In other words, if the curse of the snake was that mankind will hate you, meaning we would all be born, if all of humans were born with a strong hatred to snakes, like we walk around all day, if I only see a snake, boy, would I blow its brains out. We'd love to kill snakes. But there's no such thing in humankind that we're born hating snakes. We'd rather never see a snake in our lives. We're not born with like this hatred that we want to find a snake and kill it. We would love to never see a snake. Who would rather never see a snake? Nobody wants to encounter a snake. You'd rather never see a snake in your life. We're not born with a hatred to want to kill them. We want to run away from them. So this hatred is a curse to us. We're afraid of snakes. They're not afraid of us. Or they, you know, it doesn't seem to be a curse to them. It's not like it made it that all human beings are out trying to shoot snakes. So how's that a curse to the snake that we don't like them? Since what the snake did effectively ruined mankind, so too a snake was lowered to a much lower level, as he's going to explain. So the Ben Ezra already says, when it says that you'll be cursed from all animals, what it meant is Kitzur Chayev, that he would live less, the snake would live less. So the curse of the snake is that the snake should be the exact polar opposite of mankind. Since mankind is the ultimate of creation, so making snakes the polar opposite of mankind is a total lowering of it to the lowest level. So this is all the parts of the curse. So first part of the curse is that the snake has to crawl on its stomach and has to eat dirt. So explains the Ran. There is no such thing in the world as any animal that walks erect like mankind on 2 feet. Does not exist to walk erect on 2 feet. There are animals that, you know, walk on 2 feet, but they're not erect. They're bent over. Only humans walk erect on 2 feet. The rest of the animal kingdom is not like that. However, because animals are not the polar opposite of humans, they do have legs. Some have two, some have four. So that keeps them from not at least being fully attached to the ground, which is the lowest level. And it seems, says the Ran, that the Nachash used to walk around on four legs, sounds like, or at least on two legs bent over. So he used to have legs. Sounds like from the Ran, he understood that the Nachash used to have four legs, kind of like a giant lizard. Vachash and Eskalon Israchik Miyachas Achayim Atovim Kol Mash Efshel Lebal Chayil Israchik. So then, after that, he lost completely his even status of being an animal. He became lower than that. The Nidah Bakla Adama became attached to the ground. Shigamkim is a Taver Yosem Mikolay Yesodos, which is the lowest of the Yesodos, earth. So he became close to that. V'omru Gamkin v'afar tochal, and that's also what it says, that he'll eat dirt. V'omru Abbasinu Masechet Yuma, Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yasi, says two opinions what it means that he'll eat dirt. One says, Chadamra afilo ochil kol ma'adani olam yitom tam afar, that a snake, no matter what he eats, it tastes like dirt to him. V'chadamra, one says, afilo ochil kol ma'adani olam in daitim misyashavet lavad shochal afar. Even if he eats the most beautiful, the great delicacies for it in the world, he's not happy until he eats some dirt. So v'shnei advar mamitim tivyim, they're both true, says the Ran. Kila kervosu mitava afar in roishitis yashiv daitim kiimbo. Since a snake is close to the dirt, it makes sense that the snake would not be happy unless he's got some dirt in his mouth. Because he's very connected to, he's very similar to earth. And it makes sense also that if the snake tasted everything in the world, it wouldn't taste much. It would all taste like nothing. Because that's what occurs to things with a bad constitution. That was the word I was looking for before. Kimisha Tigaber Alav Haduma Mara Yimta Yenus Tavimarim. Someone who's sick with whatever the sickness is, everything tastes bad to them. So since the snake is on a low level, nothing tastes like anything to him. So this is the hatred that is between the snake and the mankind. Kikifia hafaso haafar bishu karv lamizko. So the hate between the snake and mankind is that since the snake loves dirt, because it's close to what the snake is, Rashi Yisna Hamin Hainoshi Biyosu Rachok Mimeno. So it is hated, but it hates the mankind and hated by mankind because it is as far from it as possible. So in other words, the hate itself is not the curse. It means that there is a hatred existing between them because they are as polar opposites as possible. So that's the curse to it, because Adam is the best of creation, so the snake becomes the lowest of creation. Okay, we'll stop here.